So Atari Now. Okay, I want you
Atari Now.
Atari Now.
Yeah. What's going on now? We haven't done this entire year, and you want to know why we haven't done this?
Atari hasn't done anything now.
Atari hasn't done anything now. I mean, I think maybe we did one earlier this year, but then we decided not to do it anymore because there was no news. We were waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, we need something.
Well, Atari did buy the license to Wizardry. That was pretty cool. Like the Wizardry, some of the Wizardry games. That's neat.
So they could finally put Wizardry out in the Atari 8-bit like they never did?
No. It's because they put out a new version of Wizardry 1, and I think it's so they can put out like the first four games. They're really big in Japan. You know that?
Big in Japan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Japanese like them.
So we're here to discuss Atari X Activision. Is that what we're here to discuss, Steve?
Yeah, because they had Atari had teased this thing last week where they were going to make their biggest announcement ever. And of course, and then they said something for your game shelf. And then they said something else.
Something Vision.
Vision. And I, no, it didn't
a
say
new Vision for your game shelf.
Oh,
yes.
New Vision. Oh, they didn't say new Vision. So I was thinking this is them just playing up the fact they were gonna release some big giant piece of furniture. To switch your games
too.
Or something.
Yeah. A furniture for your game shelf.
It was just gonna be big because they were being really literal about it. It was gonna be a huge disappointment because it's just gonna be very literal. But it turned out that wasn't true.
You know what? Somebody said that there had been an email that accidentally went out, and in the headers it had something about Atari and Activision. So
That was last week.
It was last week, or maybe even a little bit. Yeah, maybe earlier in the week. And so that probably gave it away to some people. I think there was something about Activision. I think I don't know if anyone really knew what it was going to be. I mean, except for people at Atari's.
I mean, people have for a long time have wanted, you know, every time Atari would say, you know, what games are on Atari 50, you'd always see in the comments someone like, where's Pitfall? What about River Raid? That's my favorite game. And someone invariably would say, well, it's not an Atari game. That was made by Activision. But now, I mean, they don't own it. So that was a first part of this news is they didn't buy the license.
They didn't license it from Activision. Activision
licensed it from Activision.
They
didn't
buy it
the
from
license.
Activision. Right.
Yeah. So Activision still owns these 39 games that they put out or that they're going to put out. And 39 games is pretty huge.
But there were 44 Activision games for the Atari 2600.
Yeah, but five of them were licensed.
Yes,
so
five were like Double Dragon and stuff like that. Right?
Yeah, Rampage. But those don't count. Yeah. I mean, those are they're cool, but they're licensed games. So John, Gen X Grown Up, had little bit about the same thing, and he was talking about how he wanted to make sure people knew that the catch was what they didn't say, and what they didn't say was that what they did say was that they're coming out as physical releases and not necessarily as digital releases. Because a lot of people asked if this will be added to the Atari 50. And it looks like the answer probably is no, because Atari 50 has a perpetual things that Atari owns and can perpetually put on that disc. And if they put something on they don't own, there'll be a point in time when they can't sell it anymore.
Right.
And you know, and I think they don't want to do that. That's my guess.
Yeah, it has to be things they own.
Why don't you throw up the web page?
Okay. Have a little smaller.
That's cool.
This is Atari X Activision.
Atari X Activision. So I mean it's you know, they release these in many, many configurations. It's not, it's like someone spent a lot of time on this
to figure out
what they should be doing. So go ahead and click on shop now so we can try to like figure out exactly what there
is. Wait, let's see if there's nothing. No, okay, there's none. Okay, yes. Click on shop now. Welcome back to the jungle. What is that? Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
For the first time in 44 years, one of the original platforms returns the Atari 2600, you know, the Activision games.
And they're talking about Pitfall Harry there.
Yeah. So scroll down a little bit because I want to see what are they actually selling here.
Okay. So.
Okay, so first of all, so this is advertising Pitfall, and you can buy the single cartridge –
Right.
Which, if you notice, the cartridges are Atari-shaped cartridges, not Activision-shaped right. cartridges. But the labels look good.
In Atari boxes, too.
And an Atari box. Well, it has the Activision art, but it has the new Atari box, which is fine. And a standard edition for $34.99, it includes a manual and the game. I mean, right. actually, that's a fairly decent price, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, as inflation goes, it's way less than we would have paid in 1981, for sure. Or 1982. Was it 1982 when it came out?
Oh, man, this is like, what? Yeah, 82. This is, what, $14 or something?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe even less.
And then the deluxe edition, which is it's a treasure collection for $250, and it has 10 games. But if you think about that, that's actually $25 a game.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So you get 10 games in the $249 collection with the pins and the patches?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good that deluxe edition.
That is a really good deal for those 10.
It's a really good. If you think about that, because that's the only place I think you can get all those pins and patches in that deluxe treasure edition. And then they've got the ultimate deluxe, which is $9.99, and it's 39 games, and they're for 39 games, which should be, I think. Let's see, what is 1,000 divided by 40? Bring up the calculator. It's something like, is it like $20? No, it's 25.
25.
So this is about the same price as the Treasure Collection. You get every deluxe edition, all 39 games off across four collections. So those deluxe editions are come with the pin and a patch as well as the game, which is really neat. So this is, I mean, off out of the gate, you know, it's. I have a copy of Pitfall. No, I take it back. I do not have a copy of Pitfall in box. So I would want this one if I could get it. But that deluxe treasure collection is pretty cool. So let's go down and see what else they're selling though, because there's even more, right? So this is the treasure collection.
Pitfall,
River Raid, Mega Mania, Enduro, Kaboom, Hero, Keystone Capers, Private Eye, Pressure Cooker, and River Raid 2. That's a pretty good selection of Activision games. Like if someone asked you,
right,
what you know, besides Pitfall 2, which is not in this one,
yeah, or Spider Fighter.
Well, yeah, I mean Spider Fighter and others, but besides Pitfall 2, I would say that. I know you love Spider Fighter. I would say that this is a really good collection. Now is in this 12? Oh, let's go up. It says something else about the 12. Okay, it says scroll up a little bit.
12 of them. Oh, I have it right here. Oh, it says okay. games you need
in your collection. So 12 of the most well-known games are available as standard editions, which include a black cartridge, a new full color manual, all the games playable on the 2600 plus, Atari 7800 plus, and original hardware. Now I know some of these games actually aren't playable on the original 7800, right? Is it? I think Pitfall 2 was one of them.
On the hardware 7800.
The original 7800 can't play. I believe it's Pitfall 2.
Maybe
I have to look that one up. Pitfall 2 works on the 7800 plus. It depends. It says it depends on how well the cartridge is seated into the unit, but I never got it to work.
You know what? Actually, what I know doesn't work is Star Master, and Star Master flips the screen no matter what you do, and at least all the ones I tried, and Dark Chambers.
Really?
Yeah. There's like a bodge wire inside your machine that needs to be set. So to either use or not use Dark Chambers on the I don't know why on the 2600.
This 2600 is on the 7800?
Yeah, on the 7800 for the 2600 version. On the 7800 version.
Okay. So let's go click on Shop Entire Collection because it's fascinating to see what they're selling. Okay. So first of all, you have the standard editions, which are Pitfall, River Raid, Mega Mania, Enduro, Kaboom, Hero, Keystone Capers, Private Eye, Pressure Cooker, River Raid 2, Pitfall 2, and Decathlon. Those are all great games.
Yeah.
It's interesting that they must have chose those because they thought they would they would move the most units of those.
Well,
maybe?
Those
they
are very probably popular. The ones that people talk about the most. Like maybe they were looking for what? I mean, these are ones people. A Private Eye is a really interesting game too. Like these are ones people talk. They don't talk
so
about
is Pressure Cooker.
River Raid 2 that much, but that's cool. Okay.
So here's okay. Then you've got the Treasure Collection, which is the 10 deluxe games, 10 colorful cartridges, 10 woven patches, 10 enamel pins, exclusive collector slip case, and that's a pretty good deal. That they're less expensive, and you get the extra stuff, which is interesting.
Exactly.
Because if you bought all 10 standard editions, it would cost you more, and you'd get less.
$350.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to get people to buy those bundles.
I think so. The pricing is weird to me, but anyway, go on down to.
Okay, so then these are. Then it says coming in 2027, the Speed Secrets Victory Collections.
Ah, so other bundles that they're gonna. So those are. I'm going to click on those. So we'll see what those are.
Okay.
Okay.
Speed Collection.
So the Speed Collection. Enduro, Hero, Activision Decathlon, Boxing, Checkers, Fishing Derby, Skiing, Laser Blast, Stampede, and Tennis. But I thought Hero was in the other collection.
Well,
go back. Wait, go back.
I will. Just a second. Yeah. Four deluxe. Okay, let's go back here.
Okay, so
maybe
go
not.
Back to
I don't think.
The first bundle.
Let's see. Is Hero in the first?
Right there. That's the All-Star. Go. All-Star bundle. Oh, it's $349. Oh, wait a minute. Go. See, this is a different weird pricing now. Scroll up a little bit.
Okay.
The starter bundle nets you at 2600 plus and
River
the
Raid.
Four games, River Raid, Pitfall, Mega Man, Akuma. That's cool. The All-Star bundle, 10 standard editions, River Raid 2, River Raid, Private Eye, Pressure Cooker, Enduro, Pitfall, Mega Mania, Keystone Capers, Kaboom, and Hero. And scroll down for the price for that. That's $349. Wait a minute. This is all confusing me. Go back to the first page. We were on where it said, okay, the Treasure Collection. No, look at the Treasure Collection again. Okay, read the Treasure Collection because it's not what we thought it was.
Okay.
The Treasure Collection is Freeway Mega Mania Choplifter. I'm sorry, Choplifter. Freeway Mega Mania Chopper Command, Pitfall Sky Jinx, Dragster, Dolphin, River Raid Barnstorming, and Grand Prix. That's $249, and that's what you get the woven patches for. So, okay, the others we were seeing were the individual ones.
Okay, so that's...
So what they do with these bundles is they really spread out...
Hold on a second. That's collection one of four. Let's go to the next one.
Uh-huh.
And then...
That's just more pictures.
Oh, okay. So then that... Where are the rest... Okay, coming... Okay,
click
then,
on that. Yeah.
Then coming... That's the first collection. Then coming in 2027, you have more collections. So then you have Speed, which we talked about. So that one includes Hero. And these are all games that you need...
These will each have the patches and the pin, right?
Secrets, Keystone Capers, Kaboom, Private Eye, Star Master, Spider Fighter, Sequest Bridge, Oink, and Ice Hockey. And it says Mystery, Strategy, Deep Sea Danger, 9 deluxe editions. This one has 9.
Right.
Okay, Victory Collection, Pitfall 2, River Raid 2, Pressure Cooker, Plaque Attack, Robot Tank, Crackpots, Frostbite, Beam Rider, Cosmic Commuter, and Space Shuttle. Those are 10 very interesting games.
Oh, Beam Rider's on there.
Yeah, Beam Rider's on there.
Oh, okay.
So it's Robot Tank. I mean, these are all, this should be like, yeah. And then
I kind of like Cosmic Commuter, too. It's an interesting action game if you can figure out how to take off on the first
screen.
Well,
that's when you have the instructions with this, you can.
Yeah, it's better if you have the instructions, right?
So which one of these has, Secrets Collection of Spider Fighter. Okay, so those are coming in 2027.
Right, but which one has Hero? So Hero is not in. Hero is in Hero the 349 collection.
Well,
so
it should have been one of those too. I'm sorry. Go. You mean which one has Hero that's coming
scroll
out
down
right now?
To the bundles. Scroll to the bundles.
Okay.
The bundles.
Bundles.
So the All Star bundle
has Hero,
which is $349, which is 10 games with All Star 10 standard editions.
Yeah.
Which are the all-star versions, but they cost more than buying.
Right. Because they're $35 a piece.
Deluxe editions.
That's right. That's a weird.
It seems like a weird price because, I mean, they are the best games.
But
they're all the same price.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
It's not really. It's just a. It's a bundling of the same things that you could get. Well, you're not selling them individually yet. We haven't seen that. So starter bundle. Okay, so now.
Oh no, you can buy them individually.
Okay.
So you can buy the standard editions.
The deluxe.
Then you got the deluxe. So look at the deluxe. So that's all four collections, with all the with two
patches and trading cards.
34 cartridges, matching patches and pins, 12 metal trading cards.
This is 39 cartridges. You said 34. Right. 12 metal trading cards and so it's four deluxe editions of the Treasure, Speed, Secrets, and Victory. Got it.
Free shipping. Oh, look at this. Okay, so the Super Fan bundle.
Yep.
You get all four deluxe editions and the 10 standard editions. That's why. So you're actually getting,
oh my gosh,
49 cartridges for that price.
You get deluxe and standard. Oh.
Yeah. See, I'm not sure why you would want both
That's
of them.
The
I
super guess there's fan, a reason. Steve,
just you, because you're a super fan, right?
A super fan, right.
A super fan.
It's ultimately confusing at the beginning. I think that you can't get the individual bundles right away. You have to buy these.
No, click on. So you should click on pre-order now, and you'll. I think you can then see what's actually for sale.
Which one?
Any of them. Just click on one of them.
Okay. So this is the ultimate.
Oh no, that's. Yeah.
Games included. This is showing you everything that's in there.
Go back.
Games.
So I was able to. I was able to put the. Oh, and the. I guess the deluxe ones have different. Colored cartridges,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do.
What's that about? So the
cartridges are different, are colored to go along with the boxes, are not just black in the deluxe edition.
Okay. Oh, in the deluxe, but in the standard they're not. Scroll up to where it maybe it's on the first, the back to the page before it, where, oh, there they are. Okay.
Oh,
so
you're
click
right.
On
okay,
like
right here.
Click on like Mega Mania up there or River Raid, I don't care whichever one. Right, so you can pre-order the individual ones now,
or you can upgrade to
10.49,
which gives you. But see, this is interesting. Standard edition. Then it says upgrade. Get the patches and pins in the upgrade.
Right,
for all the
you
cartridges.
Do get that, but it's and you know, when you upgrade, you're buying 10 games, not the best games, right? In those packs,
right?
But it's only $2.49. Click on that upgrade and see what it says.
Order now or
no? Upgrade? Click on the upgrade. Yeah. Okay. And again,
it just shows you what collection it's in.
Freeway. It should. Yeah. Which one it's in, and the fact that they're at a $2.49, which is a good price. I mean, it's
wait,
like
wait,
it's
wait, 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 wait. $2.49. Wait. Upgrade. That's interesting because it's less. It's like this, that goes to the $25 per card.
Yeah,
jump
so
I got it.
It's the pricing is weird. So they're trying to sell you these deluxe boxes, but usually you don't pay less. Like
right.
If you're getting
yeah,
more
you don't pay
here,
less.
And you're paying $25 each for the non-deluxe edition is actually more expensive. But probably more attractive to people who can't afford $250 for this thing.
Right, right. And that would be me, unfortunately, at the moment.
So they have and they're look at the colored cartridges.
Right.
Every
games
cartridge
to play
there.
And display.
Sure. Sure, that's fun. And it is new for your game shelf. I mean, that has to go on your game shelf, those 10 packs.
I'm gonna say someone did a lot of HTML. Maybe they're using I'm sure they're using some sort of system. But someone did a lot of work on HTML and clicking around and different prices and packages. Maybe it's Shopify, but it doesn't matter. This is not a Shopify template you could use.
Whenever I buy something from them, it goes through ShopPay, so I'm pretty sure that's Shopify.
Oh, okay. So maybe they might have their own. It doesn't matter. Anyway, what I'm saying is a lot of work was done on this site. I want people to think about websites. They think they just magically appear now. but they don't.
Yeah.
And a lot of work was made to make this correct. So somebody figured out how to get all the cross-linking together and get the prices in, and they did a good job, and a lot of QA and happened on the site. So,
well, and they did a really good job trying to figure out how to market these things.
Yeah, they did a good job.
I mean, there are lots of interesting packs. Someone who knew their stuff about the Activision games did this and understood that you could have the best ones in one pack or spread them across these box sets to get more people to buy them. I think this is probably the most interesting thing they've done since they made all those 1700 games last year.
Yeah, I want more 1700 games. I don't have Tiger Heli yet or whatever that one was.
But those take some time to develop.
Oh yeah, let's see. Genre, platforms. Just go platforms. So here's say Pac-Man, Galaga. I'm looking to see what Dark Chambers, Asteroids Deluxe, incredible game. Tiger Heli, I don't have that one. Caverns of Mars, I don't have for the 2600. Super Circus Stars, I do.
M-Network
Collection.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You have that. And there's the Deadmau5 one there, too.
Yeah.
What's interesting, I'd say, is before you purchase anything here, go check Amazon. Sometimes they're selling them for like $20.
Well, okay, so sometimes the Atari Age has whoever like someone them. Who does things that are already prepackaged, the overstock, and you can get stuff for a pretty good price in there. You're right. No, what I'm saying, I just want to see what was available, and nothing brand new, but Tiger Heli is still there, and it's a great game.
Oh yeah,
it's only 32.
Oh no, bucks. There's 1700 games they put out last year were exceptional, yeah. And whatever they're planning to do again, since they bought, they licensed more games from that same company that made Tiger Heli, they should be good. So, okay, I mean, let's say you could afford this, Jeff. Would you buy them?
What I would get. If I could afford, I would buy that $9.99 one, but I
with
can't.
All the pins.
So yeah. So I there's a possibility that one of those packs is what I would like. I'll tell you right here. Let me look. If there was a pack that I could actually get, let me go back. Where are the packs? Let me see which one of the packs, these little box things, deluxe editions. Okay. So the Treasure Collection, Freeway, Mega Mania, Chopper Command, Pitfall, Sky Jinx, Dragster, Dolphin, River Raid, Barnstorming Grand Prix.
That's got River Raid and yeah. Pitfall in there. And that's pretty good.
It's not a bad one. Let me look at the other ones there. So
Chopper Command and Mega Mania aren't bad either.
So this one has Hero. But really not a lot else that I want to play. I mean, I played that tennis game to death, but I could...
I mean, Decathlon's a great game.
Yeah, but it's a Joystick game. Breakers. Let's see, Secrets. Now, yeah. This is one that's different stuff.
They should have called it the Joystick Breaker Collection because Laser Blast is on there, and that's the Joystick Breaker for
Keystone
sure.
Stone Capers, Kaboom, which I think needs the paddles. Private Eye, Star Master, these are great. Spider Fighter, Sequest, Bridge, Oink, and Ice Hockey. This is a pretty interesting one, too.
Where's Fishing Derby? Is that in the first one?
Fishing Derby's on the speed.
Oh, in that one.
Because you got to do things fast. Okay, so Victory Collection is probably the one. Like, I have the other carts. So these are games that I don't necessarily have. So
yeah,
if I was
going to
buy
one,
I would get Pitfall 2, River Raid 2, Pressure Cooker, Plaque Attack, Robot Tank, Crackbox, Frostbite, Beam Rider, Cosmic Cooner, and Space Shuttle. Because I need the instructions for those, you know, like Space Shuttle and stuff. So that's probably the one that I would get.
That's a great one.
And coming fall 2027. Yeah. So, you know, maybe I'll be liquid and flush with cash by the time that one comes out.
Save your pennies.
My pennies, right. Other than that, I have a whole bunch of Activision games. Like, I don't have these, but I have Activision games to play. Like, you know, I don't have...
I have them all too. I would love a copy of Hero.
There's got to be one of these that I want to pick up for.
I can't actually sit down and play Hero right now. The rest of these, I think I have.
I have
most. I have most of them.
Hero. It's good. The thing about Hero is this: when we were able to go to that that store that was in, you know, off of Venice Boulevard, is that still around or is it gone?
Oh, it's still there.
Okay, but when he had cartridges just in the box that you could pick out, yeah, A&J, I was able to get Hero for like $5. Hero
Hero Now is like you're going to pay like $30 for a loose card or $40, yeah. and a full one's going to be $100. Right. That store now is just okay. It's still kind of that guy's junk pile. It's a little bit better, but yeah, the only good retro game store around here still is Retro Games Plus. Like those guys know their, and they know how to do it, and they don't. You know, I know we ran into some guy on Sunday. I'm not going to say who he was, but we tried to give the store another chance, and he had a bunch of Atari stuff.
Yeah,
but like his attitude, he wouldn't let us buy it. And his attitude was really weird. He's like, I'm in this for the long haul, so I'll price this when I get around to it. And I even gave him my cell phone number so he could tell us what the prices were. And he had some pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't got to me. And I'm like, I literally, this man has a store where he won't sell us anything.
Yeah, he won't sell us anything. He's got a store full of stuff that he won't sell to us.
It's crazy. Anyway.
We don't know how much he paid. He had a box. He had Atari ST stuff. Atari
yeah, but the attitude. Stuff, like, okay, so here's the
so,
thing.
So maybe he paid so a lot I'm for not, it, and he wants to.
I don't care. I say what his name is. I'm not going to say what the name is, but Retro Games Plus is going to say they have a whatnot auction, and they also have their store. Yeah. Everything in the store has a price on it. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the prices aren't what you want to pay, but everyone has a price on it. So tell everyone
where the locations of Retro Games Plus
are. Location of Retro Games Plus, they have one in Lawndale, they have one in Long Beach, and then one in Huntington Beach.
So these are all in California.
And they also have three in Connecticut, too.
Oh.
And I'm not a shill for them. I just think they're great. They have a whatnot auction that happens a couple times a week. And they literally blow out stuff that they've had on eBay for a while that's not moving. That's their whatnot auction. Sometimes you can get really good deals, right? That's what I like. I don't want the guy telling us that he doesn't care about selling it, and he'll sit on it until he gets the maximum price he possibly can. Like it's just annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. Okay, well that is Atari Now. Let's try to figure out the Atari website.
Yeah, as Atari Now, what's up with Atari and their website? And so next. We're going to do a fill in the blanks, and we have an idea for what the next fill in the blanks is going to be.
Want to talk about
so,
it? No.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But when the next will be a fill in the blanks. And we'll have a challenge.
We won't talk about it now. Okay. Well, into the vertical blank.
Into the vertical blank.
We were children of the Silicon Revolution, an X generation conscripted to fight the console and home computer wars. A product of an analog 70s childhood, we came of digital age in the 80s, believing we could affect the world 8 bits at a time. Armed with joysticks, full stroke keyboards, Jolt Cola, and MTV haircuts, we proceeded into the vertical blank. There, we stayed up late at night, devising incantations from D&D rulebooks and beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code. Video games were the match, and programming was the fuse, as the infinite possibilities of the digital world exploded into the internet age to come. We are Generation Atari.
Into the vertical blank.
We are the forgotten generation, a misplaced slice of the 20th century, when birth rates were as low as expectations for the future. We lived under the threat of constant nuclear annihilation, playing outside, but always inherently knowing the future was indoors. We are the second half of Generation X. We were some of the first to play video games, program home computers, and record CDs to cassette mixtapes. Our generation was nourished by new wave, imperfect punk rock, and John Hughes movies. We built Web 1.0 from the ground up using our childhood 8-bit and 16-bit programming skills. They call us Gen X. We prefer the vertical blank generation, where magic happens between the lines, because that's where we live, love, and thrive. We are Generation Atari.
Into the vertical blank.
The vertical blank is the space between the last line of the current frame and the first line of the next, where off-screen calculations create a cathode ray tube display. Exists literally between the lines, invisible yet all-seeing, in a void where magic occurs that is never seen, only experienced. The vertical blank is an omniscient force containing the nuances that make our nostalgia a reality. It's the transcendental location that holds our best memories, biggest joys, greatest fears, and our most terrible losses. You've been warned. You can stop this tape now, turn around, for once you've entered, there may be no escape. All the scan lines have been written. It's time to enter the vertical blank.
Into the vertical blank.
Next frame calculated. Prepare to write new data. Blank ending.